Here's a good one for you. This is a really good one. Boy born at 38 weeks gestation, and he has dyspnea, nasal flaring. There was no meconium staining of the amniotic fluid. He was born via cesarean section. Yeah, what's the diagnosis?
Transient tachypnea, something like that.
Amazing, you nailed it. So transient tachypnea of the newborn. So transient tachypnea of the newborn is going to be when you have a term infant who's born quickly, cesarean section or fast vaginal birth. Okay, so inability to clear the fluid out of the lungs quickly enough. Okay, good. Nailed it. Okay, whereas NRDS, you're obviously preterm. What's bronchopulmonary dysplasia?
Preterm baby that received oxygen.
Good. So restrictive lung disease due to oxygen. Retinopathy of prematurity, same deal. 15-year-old girl. She's been sexually active, and her boyfriend was just diagnosed with chlamydia. You order tests for her for chlamydia and gonorrhea, and they're pending. Do you treat her or not with antibiotics right now?
I treat her.
Yes. Okay. How are you going to treat her?
Subtract and then azithromycin.
Good. Or?
Or subtract, so you can give, I think you can give metronidazole.
No,
No, you can. You're
ceftriaxone
making me
and
think of.
azithro. Ceftriaxone and azithro, or ceftriaxone and doxy.
Oh, doxy, sorry.
What's metronidazole used for this stuff?
That's for trichomoniasis, BV, and all the other stuff.
Good. Absence of ganglion cells in the bowel wall diagnosis.
Hirschsprung's.
Okay. Duodenal atresia diagnosis.
I don't like the atresia. Do I don't know
So that's Down syndrome, same as Hirschsprung's, by the way.
atresia?
So you get
Okay.
Down syndrome causes both.
Okay.
The duodenal atresia, as you know, double bubble, bilious vomiting.
Okay.
Forceful vomiting, non-bilious diagnosis.
Pyloric stenosis.
Pancreatic enzyme insufficiency.
Pancreatic enzyme deficiency,
I'm not
cystic
asking.
fibrosis.
Yeah, cystic fibrosis, so exocrine pancreas insufficiency. Villus atrophy.
That's celiac.
Good. Let's say you get a vignette of an 18-year-old and there's bloating after meals. They're very, very vague. And he didn't have symptoms before, but it's been increasing now that he's getting a bit older. Celiac or lactose intolerance?
Lactose.
Good. Okay. 2-year-old, leukocyte count 32,000. It's all lymphocytes diagnosis.
Oh, lymphocytes, that's pertussis.
Good. Okay. And obviously, if not a leukemia, it's pertussis, exactly. Let's say 12-year-old girl, red tongue, body rash treatment
A red tongue.
and body rash.
Oh, you got me. I don't know what even know what I'm even treating.
That's scarlet fever.
Oh, wow.
Strawberry tongue treatment.
Penicillin?
Penicillin, yes. Organism.
Hope-based rabbit.
Group A strep. Okay. 3-year-old spiking fever followed by a rash diagnosis.
Roseola.
Good. Caused by
Caused by viral? I
H
don't
HHV 6.
know. Oh.
Slap cheek appearance, organism.
See the first word again, sorry?
Slapped cheek appearance, organism.
Slap cheek is a parvo, virus
Yes.
being too.
Yeah. Aplastic anemia as well. Rash that starts at the head, moves to the body. There's post-auricular and sub-occipital lymphadenopathy diagnosis.
I don't
That's going to be rubella.
Okay.
So German measles, you get the suboccipital post-auricular lymphadenopathy. That's high yield.
Okay.
Whereas measles, you get the complex spots, right?
Yeah.
Mumps, do you get a rash?
Mumps, no rash.
No rash. No characteristic rash. What do you get?
You get the parotid gland enlargement.
Good. So peritonitis. You can get also meningitis, orchitis.
And orchitis, yeah.